Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Hei in Maseches Pesachim. It's the 377th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up analyzing the Mishnah on Nun Dalet Amud Beis that had told us that there were two different minhagim, whether to have an Isra Malacha on Tisha B'Av or not, as well as that Talmidei Chachamim would be Batel, would not work on Tisha B'Av, even in the places where other people would work. Shimon Gamliel suggested that everybody should make themselves to be a Talmid Chacham. The Gemara will analyze that and compare that to the halacha of a chassan reading Kriya Shema on the night of his chassana. Then we will have a new Mishnah, where the Chacham will describe that in the Judean hills, they would do malachim in the Arei Yehuda. They would do malacha until Chatzos. I live right there. I live in the plains of Beit Shemesh. To travel to Yerushalayim, we pass through, we go up the Judean hills. At night, the Mishnah will tell us that there's a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara will analyze the implications of that Mishnah. The Mishnah will then go on to discuss what's the halacha that if you've already begun malacha at the time that it was still Noe Keter, and the time of Isser has begun. And the Chachamim will speak about the halacha, particular halacha in regards to tailors, barbers, and launderers. The Gemara will continue to analyze these halachos of when a person begins a malacha beheter, could they continue bizman ha'isur? The Gemara then will go on to describe why these three professions might be different than the others. The Mishnah will discuss the halacha in regards to someone who finds chickens who wander from their chicken coop on Erev Pesach. That's halfway through Amud Beis. The Mishnah, and then followed by the Gemara, will then discuss the action of bringing Kalim to an artisan to fix them on Erev Pesach, and then as well on Chol HaMoed. In that case, a malacha is not being done, but there is Tircha. That's going to be the technical issues that will be discussed, Beis Hashem, on our daf. More of a technical daf than yesterday's daf. On the other hand, the importance of learning Shas is to know both the glamorous and the less so. So let's pick up on the top of Nun Hei Amud Aleph. We learned in our mission, B'chol Makom Talmidei Chachamim B'teilim. Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to not be working. Says the Gemara, Lim Memra, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, who told us that a person should make himself to be a Talmid Chacham, Stavar Lo Chashin Li Yehura, that he's not concerned about a person being a Baal Gaiva. You're going to act like you're a Talmud Chacham when you're really not. V'Rabbanan Savri, Chayshin Aliyura. The Rabbanan are worried about it, while Rav Shimon Gamliel is not, because Rav Shimon Gamliel says, everybody, Yasa Odom Atzma, Talmud Chacham. V'Ipcha Shamin Aliyu, but we learn the exact opposite. This now we learn in the Mishnah in Brachos, on the Tazayin and Mebeis. Chasim Yirtza Likras Kriyashma, Laila Rishon Koyre. A Chasim, if he wants to read Kriyashma on the first night, he can. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oimer, Lo Kol HaRoitz Litol Hashem Yitol. Not anybody, everybody that wants to just say Kriya Shema can, because if he's not in the right mind frame, then he shouldn't. I'm Rabbi Yechon Mechlefes Hashita. Rabbi Yechon says we have to switch around the Shitas. Rashi here does not explain which Shita to switch, whether to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah really meant to say that only Talmidim Chacham should be Batel, or to switch around the Mishnah in Brachos. The Masifta de Gemara has an Arichos where they discuss whether one could deduce, according to the Rambam, which one should be switched. Either way, Mukhlefes Hashita. Rav Shisha Breder of Idi Amar, Loi Tepuch. Rav Shisha said you do not need to switch around, but rather the Rabban Loi Kasha, is no steer in the Rabban. Hachakim de Kuli Alma Avni Melacha Viulo Avid Merci Kiura. When the entire world is doing malach and he's not, so then it appears like gaiva, and that's why the chacham say only real talmidei chacham should be batal. Aval hasam kivin the kule alma kari, everybody's reading viunami kari, so then lo michzi kiyura, the rabbanon say there's no problem to have the chassan read kriyishma. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon Lakasha. There's no steward Reb Shimon Gamliel. Hasam hu de beinan kavana vanan sadi lo matzi kivnei. You require kavana for kriyushma. And the Chazal decided that the mindset of the chassan is that he won't be able to concentrate. Michzi kiyura, that appears like gaiva. Aval hacha, but here lo michzi kiyura, it doesn't look like gaiva. if he acts like a Talmud Chacham, Shim Gamliel is going to say he's going to be Yosheb Lacha. Amar Melachu, the last line, they'll say he just wasn't able to find the work. Look at this final line of the Gemara, a fascinating expression. Pot Kazi Kama Batlani Kabashuki. See, there are a lot of people out there that are unemployed in the marketplace. And therefore, by not doing Melacha, doesn't necessarily indicate that the person is holding himself as a great Talmud Chacham. It could very well be that he just simply batel. The Gemara analyzes the Mishnah. Me'ikara tana minhaga. In the beginning, the Mishnayos speak about the minig. Sounds like the minig in the Judean hills that are right next to us. Now, actually, I'm recording after passing through the Judean hills in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, right across from the Kosel HaMaravi. And the description of Yehuda here was as a minig. Ulebsov tani isura. But in the end, at the end of the Mishnah, we learn the halacha. That in terms of the halacha of malacha at night, so over there we learned the Mishnah had expressed the context in terms of an isur, not in terms of a minik. Ulebsov tani isura. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon responded in regards to stira loikasha ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Yehuda. One is following Rabbi Meir. He was the one who focused on minig, and the other was focusing on Isser, and that is Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda haya oisim melacha va'arbe psachim ad chatzais. In the Judean hills, and in all of Shevet Yehuda, they would do melacha on the night of Pesach until chatzais. U'beglil ein oisim kol ikar. And up north, in the Galil, in the Galilee, they didn't do malacha the entire night. Rabbi Meir, responded to Rabbi Yehuda, "My Rai Yehuda v'Galil akan. How can you prove from Yehuda v'Galil to here? Ela b'makom shenagu las malacha osim, makom shenagu shalal asos ein osim." Rabbi Meir says that all depends on minig. So you can't infer from the rest of Eretz Yisrael from what the minig was in Yehuda and Galil, argues Rabbi Meir. Analyzes our Gemara, midikama Rabbi Meir minhaga, when Rabbi Meir objected from the perspective of minig, michlad Rabbi Yehuda isura kamar. We see that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about from the perspective of Isser. Now, Rabbi Yehuda had brought his raya from what they had done in Yehuda and in Galil. What had emerged? That in Yehuda they did malacha until chatzos. By the way, if we misspoke earlier, I don't recall. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is they would do malacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos. That was what happened in Yehuda. So what was Rabbi Yehuda claiming? That in Yehuda, it was mutter, mikor dedina. If that's so, michlad Rabbi Yehuda isura kamar, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda arba'as or mutter basiyas malacha, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the 14th is permissible for the isra malacha, v'atanya, but then we learn in Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Hamanachesh B'Shloshasar V'Nekra B'Yadai. Someone uproots a root on the 13th with his hand. Shusla B'Makom HaTit. He's allowed to replant it inside the tit. The tit was a type of ground, Rashi explains, that quickly absorbs the sharashim. And therefore we could say that the food had its root, mushrash, it had become rooted before the Karban HaOmer, shusla b'mekom atid, v'ein shusla, but he shouldn't replant it b'mekom agrid, in the area that is dry. And did Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to replant b'shloshe asar in barba asar lo, only on the 13th, not the 14th? Presumably because why? Because there's an Isra Malacha on the 14th. Michdi shemine le the Rabbi Yehuda damer kol arkovet she'ena koletes, l'shloshe yom shuv ena koletes, any Harkova. Any planting that doesn't grab root within 3 days will never grab root. And if you're going to say that the 14th is permissible to do work, why do you have to do it on the 13th? As long as he did it on the 14th, you'll have 3 days worth before the Karban HaOmer is brought. Because the Karban HaOmer, of course, is brought on the 16th. So then it will have 3 days to be able to be mushrash. Must be that the reason why they didn't give that suggestion and gave the suggestion only to plant on the 13th is because on the 14th there's an Isser Malacha. Amar Rava, Rava defended Begalil Shanu. That Mishnah was taught in the Galil. Now the Gemara asks a technical question, Va'ika Lelya, but what about suggesting, even according to this opinion of the Galil, that it's Usser on the 14th, but you still have the nighttime?
you could still be able to replant it on the night of the 14th. Amar of Sheshes kibei Shammai. Sheshes answered that we're following the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ravashi Amar loilim kibei Sil. Ravashi says, weirdly, we're following the opinion of Beis Hillel. Fisha ain't darken shel b'nei adam lenachesh balayla. Because the derech of people is not to prune at night. Ravina Amar loilim b'Yehuda. We could say that it was b'Yehuda. Yet, then why is it asar on the 14th? U'bahashrasha ad miktas hayom kikulo amrinan. You're taking part of the 14th and part of the 16th. You could take part of one day, but not part of 2 days. One day, chad miktas hayom kikulo, we would say. Shrei miktas hayom kikulo lo amrinan. But to take two partial days, that we would not say. We begin a new Mishnah. Rabbi Meir taught us. 12 lines from the bottom of Hayom Aleph. Kol shmelacha shehitchil ba koidim la ba'asar. Any malacha that I initiated before the 14th had begun.
Goimra barbaasar. The halacha is that you're allowed to finish it into the 14th as well. Avolo yaschil ba bitchil barbaasar. But lechatchil, you're not supposed to start. Afal pi shiachol gomra. Even if it could be finished within the 14th.
Mishnah continues. Vechachamim marmim gimel umnuyos osim malacha barve psachim ad chatzais. There are three professions that the Gemara is going to elaborate on why that is so, that there are three professions that are able to do their melacha on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos, ve'eluhein, hachayotin, tailors, vasaparim, barbers, vakov, simon, launderers, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amer, afratz, onin, also those who make shoes. In contrast to shoemakers, those who make new shoes. Yiboyelu, the Gemara now has the following shayla, l'tzarech ha-moed tenan. Did we learn in our Mishnah that these things that you've begun before the 14th, you're allowed to finish on the 14th? That's only those things that are Letzarech HaMoed. Aval shelol Letzarech HaMoed afil migmar namilo. But if it's not Letzarech HaMoed, then you can't even finish. Odom shelol Letzarech HaMoed tnan. Aval Letzarech aschule maschilina. But Letzarech HaMoed is permissible to start. Odilma, bein Letzarech HaMoed, bein shelol Letzarech migmar in, you're allowed to finish eschule lo. You're not allowed to start. So is our Mishnah talking about finishing, starting, only the Tzarech HaMoed, or even Shelo Tzarech HaMoed as well? Hashmach, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Avalo Yaschil B'tchila Bar Ba'asar. You shouldn't start on the 14th. Afilu Tzilzel Katan. Afilu Shvacha Ktan. You shouldn't start to make a small, thin belt. And also even a small yarmulke for the head. My Afilu, what's the word Afilu? Both of them are two different types of small garments. My lava filu hani di letzarech hamoed must be those are letzarech hamoed that they're telling us migmarin is chulei lo that you're allowed to finish but you're not allowed to start. Michla, we see from here de shaloi letzarech migmar nami lo gamrinan. The only time that we said that letzarech you're allowed to finish, the only time you're allowed to finish is if it's letzarech. But if it's shaloi letzarech, then you're not even allowed to finish. Says Gemara loy. Really, shalom d'tzarech, you also can't finish. Umay afilu. Then what is the afilu coming to tell us? We understood that afilu is telling us that even if it's d'tzarech, that's not what's coming to tell us. Afilu ahani nami trinyanu. They're small things. It's a small yarmulke. Sal kedai techamin has chalasan zuhi gmar melach don naschil behu nami lechatchila. That maybe because it's such a small job, you could be allowed to start as well. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush of the Braisa that says, Afil Tiltzel Katan, Afil Shevacha Katana, is telling us that even that you can start, even though the job is small. The Gemara continues on the bottom line. Anun Heyam and Alf Tashmai Rebbe Meir Omer. Kol Malacha Shilat Tzarech HaMoyed. Goimro Barbasar. Any Malacha. That's Letzarech HaMoed. You could finish on the 14th. Amos, when does that apply to the Gemara on the top line? On the base, Bizman Shehischol Ba Kodem Arba Asar. Only if you started before the 14th. Lo Yischol Ba Kodem Arba Asar. Lo Yischol Ba Arba Asar. But if you didn't start it beforehand, you can't start on the 14th. Afilu Tziltzel Katan. Afilu Shevacha Ketana. Even a Tziltzel Katan or a Shevatana. And we deduce Letzarech HaMoed in. Emphasizing the Tziltzel Katan would seem to indicate only Letzarech HaMoed is Mutter. But should Lo Letzarech HaMoed, that would be Aser. Even if it's to be Gomer.
Says the Gemara, who had in that filu shaloy letzarech nami gomer. Even if it's shaloy letzarech, you can be gomer. For hakamashma, the filu tzarech hamar, migmar in aschule lo. It's coming to tell us the chiddush in the opposite direction, that you can only finish if it's letzarech moed, you can't start letzarech hamoed. Tashma, come in here. Rebbe Meir, I'm a kom lachashi letzarech hamoed. Goimra bar ba'asar, any malacha that is necessary for the moed, you could finish on the 14th. Finish ain letzarech hamoed, asur, but if it's not letzarech hamoed, then it's asur. And the Braisa says, "Voisim malacha bar v'psachim ad chatzos makom shenagu, ube makom shenagu in loy nagu loy." It all depends on the custom of when it comes to the 14th. What did the opening line of this teaching of Rabbi Meir tell us? Letzarech hamayid in that letzarech hamayid, you're allowed to finish it. Shaloy letzarech hamayid loy shmamina. So, in regards to our original question, you cannot start something shalol letzarech hamoed, and for that matter, even finish it if it's not letzarech hamoed. Only letzarech hamoed are you allowed to finish it. We go to the next part of the Mishnah. The Chachamim had said shalosh umnios osim melacha ve'arev Pesach, and we allow the tailor to work. Tana, we learned what's the reason for this. It's based on a Mishnah in Ma'ikatan. Hachayatin, a tailor that halacha is allowed to work on chalamoed. Shekein hedyot Toifer kedarkoi b'cholosh hamoed, because a hedyot can sew on chol hamoed, it's not considered a ma'ase uman, even though a professional tailor might be usher. But when it comes to yudald, we're more makel than on chol hamoed, and if on chol hamoed we allow sewing of a hedyot, then on yudald we'll allow even the sewing of an uman. Hasaparin, the barbers, vakuvsin shechein habam dinas hayam. Because halacha is, and when it comes to someone who comes from Dinas Hayam on Chol HaMoed, Vayotzim Beis Asur, and since they weren't able to shave beforehand, Misaprim Mechapsim Cholosh HaMoed. And therefore, Rashi explains that therefore, when it comes to on the 14th of Nisan, will more make as the above logic, that there it's more lenient. So if we allow for a Beis Asurin to shave, then on the 14th, they'll be allowed to shave as well. Rabbi Seber Yehudamer, Afhart Sanin, the people who make shoes, we learned in the Mishnah, Shekein Ole Regal, Masaknim Min Aleim B'chol HaShem Moed, because those who are Ole Regal, they're allowed to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. Again, the 14th, which is more lenient, if we allow on Chol HaMoed, we'll certainly allow on the 14th. B'maika Miflegi, what's behind of those who say that we learn from the Ole Regal, and particularly Rabbi Yehuda, and who allow, therefore, Ratzanim to work even on the 14th, and those who don't. One man damer says that you're allowed to allow a shoemaker who makes shoes from fresh, new, from the fact that we allow a shoemaker to fix shoes on Chol HaMoed. And the other man damer holds, Eile meidin tchilas melacha misof melacha. Mishnah continues, Moshim and Shoev chin letarne golem biyudalit. You're allowed to set up roosters to warm up eggs on the 14th. V'tarnigolus shebarcha, and if a rooster runs away, mazirnosa limakoma, you return it to its place. V'mesa, and if it dies, moshivin acheres tachta, you're allowed to put another one there. Garfim mitachas ragle behema biyudalid ubemoyin misalkin letzadin. You're allowed to sweep away from under the legs of an animal on the 14th. But on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to sweep away, but you're allowed to push it to the side. Malichin kelim, you're allowed to carry kelim, umeviyam ibeis uman, and you're allowed to bring it from an artisan's house, afal pi sheinim letzarech hamoed, even though it's not necessary for Yom Tov. Finally, malichin kelim, umeviyam ibeis uman, you're allowed to bring kelim that are broken to get fixed, and you're allowed to bring them back from the house of the artisan, from the factory, even though it's not necessary for Yom Tov. The Gemara asks on the opening line about Moshivin, Shovchin the Tarnigolim, that you're allowed to settle the Tarnigolim, and that a Tarnigol escapes, you return it. Hashtos v'mosvinon, our Mishnah said that you're allowed to sit them on top of the eggs. Certainly, Vadura mi boy, do you need to tell us that they could be returned? Once you're allowed to lechatchil sell them, certainly you should be allowed to save them. Amar Abaye, Seifa, son, lecholo, shel moed. Seifa is talking about chole moed. which is a greater chiddush because it's even more chamur, that you could save them on chalamoid. Am Ravuna lo ishanu, this heter of chalamoid, says Ravuna, elatol shlosha lemerda, during the 3 days that it began to rebel. Dakati lo parach tzimra mina. Literally, its heat hasn't left from it. In other words, the Mefarshim explain that it will be easy to capture them. Balachar shlosha lemerda, but if it's run away for 3 days, the parach tzimra mina, v'toch shlosha li yeshivasa. And if it's within 3 days that's been sitting on the eggs, dakati lo pside bei ligami, that the eggs aren't going to get entirely destroyed if you wait another day, omadrin. And in such a case, Rav Huna says, then a chalamoid, you wouldn't return them. Rebbe Yami, Omar, Rav Ami says, afilu to shloshel yeshivas madrin, and you do return them. B'maikam ifli, what's behind their machlokis? Mar savar lehefsin meruba chashashu, lehefsin muat lo chashashu. Umar Savar, Lehefsin Muat, Nami Chashash. The Machlokis is whether we're Choshesh for a Hefsid Meruba. There will be some type of Hefsid for not returning in 3 days, and that's a Machlokis between Rebbe Ami and Rav Huna. On Chalamoid, are we Choshesh for a Hefsid Meruba? Garfin, we had learned that you're allowed to sweep away on Yudalad, and on Chalamoid, you're allowed to push it to the side. Tanur Rabban, Hazevel Shebechatzim Misalkinos Letzdadim. The garbage in the chatzar, you're allowed to move to the side, but you don't take it to the ashba. Sheberefes, in the area of the cattle, v'shebechatzar motzin ausa la'ashba, that you take out to the garbage. Ask Gemara ha'gufa kashit, kasha, it's inherently difficult. Amrit, on the one hand, you said, zevel shebechatzar misalkin ausa la'tzdad, and you move it to the side. V'hadir tani, and then you learn sheberefes v'shebechatzar motzin ausa la'ashba, that you take it out to the garbage. So why is it that Berefes and Bechatzes Motzin La'ashba, yet you just got through saying Shebechatzes Misal Knos Letzdadin, Am Rabbi Eloi Kashi, Kam Be Yudalid Kam Bechal Hashemot. When we're talking about Yudalid, so then in such a case, we'll allow you to take it outside, as we've learned already that we're more make on Yudal than a Chalamoid. However, Bechal Hashemot, so then in such a case, it would only be Misalik Letzdadin. Rav Amar Hava Bechal Hashemot, both are talking about Chal Hashemot, Vachi Kamar, Im Nase Chatzir Kerefes, if the chatzar has gotten so dirty like a stable, then motzin osan la'ashba, then you could take it out to the garbage. We also learned in our Mishnah, moilichin kelim umevian mi beis ha'uman, that you're allowed to bring the utensils to get fixed and bring them back. Amra papa badik rava. Rava checked us out with the following shayla. He asked us a stira. On the one hand, it says that you're molech mevi kelim beis uman, even though it's not letzarech hamoid. Ureminu, yet there's a contradiction. Ein mevin kelim beis uman, you can't bring the kelim from beis uman. Vimchoshesh la'en shemi yignevu mefan lechatzar cheres. So our Mishnah said that it was acceptable, yet we learned in a brayse that's not acceptable. Lo kasha. The teretz kam barba asar. Our Mishnah was talking about on the 14th. Kam bechal shemoid. It will be asar and chalamoid. If you want, you can give another answer. The Mishnah Moikatan that says us is when you trust the artisan, that you can leave it for him by him for longer. However, our Mishnah is talking about where you didn't trust them. Ask Lamar, but didn't we learn? We learned in the Braisa that you're allowed to bring the Kelim Mibeis HaUman. The only thing that you're not supposed to bring is Tzemer. Rashi explains that the reason why you're not supposed to bring the Tzemer is because it's not Letzarech HaMoed. One more part to this Braisa, but we already have the Kasha. What do we see over here? That on Chalamoed they were Mekel. One more Halach in the Braisa. V'mein lo ma'yachel, but if you're dealing with an artisan that Pasha doesn't have money for food, then you should pay him. But if you don't believe him, it says that you leave it by the house that's next to him. And if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, you could bring it into your house. So the Seifa actually explains everything, and everything works out beautifully. And then this Vahatanya is not a Kasha, but it's a Raya. Because how does the Braisa conclude that if you're Choshesh, so you bring it Bitzina? Says the Gemara, Tiratz the Mevin Molichin. Excuse me, Tiratz the Mevin. You've explained the Halacha Mevin Ken Beisa Uman. But what about Molichin kasha, that's remain shver. Diktani ein mevin. V'kol shekein de ein melichin. But the Mishnah in Ma'ikatan says ein mevin. And the chura then, kal v'chomer will be ein melichin. El mechaverta k'deshanina me'ikara. You have to give the original teretz that we had given before. But our Mishnah that was matir was on the 14th. And the Mishnah that asers a Ma'ikatan is talking about kalo shel moed. Let's begin the Mishnah to the top of Nun Vav and Al Shisha Dvar Masu Anshe Yerichot. There were six things that the men of Yericho did. Al Shosha Michu Biyadim. On three things the Chacham complained. Al Shosha Lo Michu Biyadim. This is an important Mishnah. Ve'elo Ein Shelo Michu Biyadim. This is what they did not complain about. Markivin Dekalim Kol Hayoim. They used to plant trees the entire day of the 14th of Nisan. Ve'charchin Es Shema. The Gemara will explain what that means. And they used to stack up the grain before the Omer, even while though it was Aser. And this is what they protested. Matirin Gimzios Shel Hegdish. They were Matir, the trees of Hegdish that are known as Gamzios, which are large branches that grow from a carob tree that had originally come from a stump that had no branches. Va'ochlin Mitachas Hanesharim B'Shabbos. And they would eat fruits under a tree that had fallen down on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara, again tomorrow, will explain what was Aser about that. V'nostin peya liyerek. And they also used to leave off the corner of the field, the mitzvah of peya, which the Torah only gives for grain and not of vegetables. U'michu biyadim chachamim lechachamim complained about. Bezer Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we will explain why the Chacham were opposed with these things. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Hei in Maseches Pesachim.